Welcome back to the Elite Eight of the Women in Fiction, Women in Comedy March Madness.
Woo-hoo-hoo! Woo-hoo-hoo indeed.
Yes.
As the people of ESPN say, woo-hoo-hoo. We are dead in the middle, maybe? I don't know the math on that. Of our Women in Fiction, Women in Comedy March Madness, where we, a bunch of internet idiots, tell you, a bunch of internet idiots, who the best women in comedy are. That's basically the gimmick.
We do it with a deft hand, like surgical almost.
You don't even notice that we're talking down to you all the time. Yes, obviously, comedy is subjective, but shut up. We're going to tell you the truth anyways. We went from 64 different characters in our Women in Fiction competition down to the Elite Eight, and that means after this podcast, there'll only be four left.
Yeah.
The final four.
Or the fatal four.
You don't know how hesitant I was in the math on that. I was like, what's half of eight? What is half of eight? I don't know.
Two.
Yeah, it's dumb, and we only have eight characters to talk about today, four games, but we are going to belabor it. Thank you, Pete, for coughing.
You're welcome.
I can't edit this.
It's fine, Frank. Math is relative.
Yes, good. Speaking of relative, game one is Lucille Bluth. From Arrested Development.
She has relatives.
And versus Linda Belcher from Bob's Burgers. Also relatives has part of the shows. Listen, we've spoken very highly about these characters. I mean, all these characters.
Every one of them.
You don't get into the Elite Eight by being not funny or being Frau Blucher. Yep, we had to do it. But Lucille Bluth is... There are different spectrums of comedy in this. This is the first time we could actually say that. There is a mean-spiritedness from Arrested Development and the Bluth family.
The entire show is very mean-spirited, really.
At least to some degree. They are horrible people in many respects. Whereas the Belcher clan is actually really endearing. They're like their relationship goals.
They're very salt of the earth, kind of like, you know, oh, you know, I could be that. That's where I could be. That's achievable. Dad in sweatpants. Got this.
Exactly.
You've got mean-spirited and highly intelligent.
Yes.
And, you know, endearing and not so much.
Yeah, you know, Bob, I would say that I'm not going to try to pull a Rick and Morty here. But like, there is a certain cleverness in Arrested Development that's like wordplay. It is ridiculous. It is absolutely ridiculous. Some of the puns are just, you know, like I blew myself. You know, that's not clever. That's just ridiculous. But there's a way they play with cinematography in that film, in that show. The way they play with storytelling, especially. That makes it very interesting. Bob's Burgers is cutting edge animation for the animation block of adult content that isn't horrible. It's not the like, you know, I would be embarrassed to watch most of the other Fox animated shows with family members, but not Bob's Burgers. Even when they talk about weird stuff, it's cute.
Yeah.
So we put them together and we turned on the blender. That's not a thing anybody
says. We left it up to your votes.
Yeah. All right. That's, I guess, slightly
then
better.
Then altered the results to fit what we wanted to happen.
Our internal
narrative. Out of a blender.
Yeah. Linda Belcher moves on.
Yay.
Yes. Yes.
I'm pretty happy about this, actually.
I'm actually also very happy about it. Lucille Bluth is a great character. But I think I would like to see Linda move on to the next round. And she will.
Heck yeah.
Because I willed it. Game two was Pam Puvey from Archer versus Rose Nyland from Golden Girls. Ah, Pam from Archer. I did not expect her to be a character that actually continued on in Archer, let alone a character that
continued in this tournament.
I think she's genuinely really funny. I think she saves a lot of episodes out of that show, especially when it starts to become kind of monotonous or loses a lot of its steam. She seems to always bring in a lot of vibrancy and comedy into... Again, she can save an episode.
Yeah, and she's deranged. She was like, she started off as this like the put upon HR person.
Yep.
And immediately became like one of the worst people in that office.
Which is saying something.
Yes. This is how we get ants is true, because this game was very one-sided. You cannot defeat Betty White. You can't end her. Rose does take it and moves on to the next round.
Wow.
Excellent.
I think My argument would be for the top two Golden Girls, and they're all great. All four of them are amazing. Top two has to be Rose and Dorothy, right? And you've got these two comedic actresses who are absolutely stunning, amazing in their roles.
They are.
Rose has this innocent quality where Dorothy has this like biting wit. Now, will they get a chance to beat each other up in this competition? It depends on how Game 3 goes down. Game 3 is Liz Lemon from 30 Rock versus Dorothy Zbornak from The Golden Girls.
I genuinely don't think Liz is that entertaining.
Get the hell out. Liz is amazing.
I think that Tina Fey is very funny. And the work that she did in that on that show is great. But I feel like the character in and of herself, while having a lot of jokes and having a lot of like funny aspects of her in her own right, is often the straight man to a lot of other characters in that show.
Mm.
It's very difficult not to be the straight man to Tracy Morgan.
See, that's where I'm going to take a page from John Minus's article, where he accused us of not having Liz Lemon in the competition because he cannot read, but amazingly can write. He pointed out something that never occurred to me. Liz Lemon is, I think he called it a switch hitter. She is the straight man to Tracy Morgan and a couple
Alec
other...
Alec Baldwin.
No, she isn't. She's a straight man to Tracy Morgan, for example. Mm-hmm. She is the comedy to Alec Baldwin's straight man.
Really?
Yes. Mm. She's the wacky weirdo when she's talking to Alec Baldwin, but she's like the mature adult when dealing with Tracy. And it's true. If you look at it, she plays both parts, and that is apparently very difficult. It didn't even occur to me until I read his article, and I'm like, yeah, all right, cool.
I think she switches back and forth when dealing with Alec Baldwin.
Oh, sure. I don't think it's ever
it's
a straight
not that
line.
Quite,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's not quite that cut and dry, but yeah. The point is valid.
Yeah. Well, on the other side of this, Dorothy Zbornak, if we're talking about just the actress being funny, Bea Arthur has been amazing for decades before even getting the role of Dorothy on The Golden Girls.
Absolutely.
She was absolutely hilarious. The funniest part by far of the Star Wars holiday special.
We all saw it coming. Maud. But yes, so I don't know. Bea Arthur is comedy legend to the point where like later in life doing the roast specials, but all the like the variety show appearances.
Just biting comedy, really, like just great one-liners.
For some reason, my mind always made her Dorothy Parker because I'm really stupid. It's like Homer when he's thinking about
Cesar Chavez.
Yeah, and he keeps picturing Cesar Romero.
Because you don't know what Cesar Chavez
exactly.
looks like.
Exactly. So I don't know what Dorothy Parker looks like, so I always pictured Dorothy Zbornak, and you know what? Close enough. So only one person can move on to the next round, and as much as I'd like to see Dorothy versus Rose, we're not going to see it.
Ooh,
Liz what? Lemon moves on.
What?
Yes, Liz Lemon.
What?
All right.
I'm confused, but wow.
Mm. Yes, game four, our last game to discuss in this Elite Eight.
Even with Blanche gone, I thought the Golden Girls were invincible.
I'm surprised. I'm really surprised.
Yeah.
I should say this about the competition. That was the closest, I think, of all the games in this round. I'm pretty sure that was it was neck and neck for a while. I mean, Liz is a great character. So is Dorothy. It's hard. I don't even know where I voted. Honest to God, I don't remember who I voted for. I must have like had to flip a coin because it's hard. It was a hard decision to make.
Yeah.
Game four, Leslie Knope from Parks and Rec versus Sophia Petrello from The Golden Girls. So we only have one more Golden Girl left in this competition. It's Sophia. Leslie is a fan favorite. She is like, she was a darling in our first Women in Fiction competition, I believe.
Yeah, she was.
And we didn't have a lot of comedy characters in that. That was a lot of that were genre characters, superheroes, yeah, and things like that.
But she's a superhero in her own way.
Sophia is a superhero in her
own way.
Leslie. Sophia actually probably did kill some Nazis.
Sophia is
a
superhero in every way.
That's fair.
She killed at least a few of Mussolini's men. I'm certain of it.
Only in the Second World War.
Oh, just like up
just
into
randomly
the,
on the street
into the well into the 90s.
I believe that.
I picture it.
Yes. Oh God. All right. For the star of Stop or My Mom Will Shoot, does not move on to the next round.
No.
It's Leslie Knope. Leslie Knope.
I am so happy about this for two reasons. One, I really want Leslie to run away with this competition.
Uh-huh.
And two, Betty White is once again the Golden Girl survivor.
Hmm. Yes, that is true.
There can be only one in the final four.
I'm not sure how happy I am about that one, but yeah, it's interesting.
Well, Frank, your well-thought-out plan of seeding one Golden Girl into each bracket sure did pay off.
Oh, hey, wait a minute. How could that have possibly gone wrong? All right, then. So that's the end of this podcast and possibly of every friendship in this studio right now. I hate these people, and I hate you for making me make this decision. listeners, this competition was heartbreaking, and we have two more rounds left. Oh, yeah. Ay, ay, ay. I don't know why I did that.
I don't know why you turned into Alpha 5 from the Power Rangers for a hot second
oh,
there.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Let's,
cool.
Let's say that was Alpha 5.
Yeah.
That's right. A lot less racist.
Right. Well, I mean, robosexual.
Good night, everybody.
This has been a non-productive media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.